You're on the road before you realize why. The path curves gently downward, lined with dust and stones warmed by the morning sun. People are moving in the same direction, some quietly, some with expectation rising in their voices. You fall into step, neither leading nor lagging, simply present. There's a feeling in the air that something is about to happen. Just ahead, a small group pauses near a village. You notice a young donkey being brought forward, its steps uncertain, but its eyes wide. There's nothing impressive about it, no polish, no regalia, just a simple animal borrowed for the moment. Then he approaches, this mysterious rabbi. There's no rush in him, no insistence. When he mounts the donkey, it feels intentional, as if this exact detail matters more than anyone around you yet understands. The road into Jerusalem opens before you. At first, only a few people recognize the moment. A cloak is laid down, then another. Then someone breaks a branch from a nearby tree and spreads it on the road. The gesture catches you, like fire finding dry ground. It spreads quickly. Palms wave overhead. Voices rise, tentative at first, but then confident. Hosanna. The word moves through the crowd, not as noise, but as longing. Save us. Help us. Come near. Then you hear it sung, shouted, whispered, often through tears. Children run ahead, laughing, throwing branches, unafraid. Older pilgrims lift tired hands. Faces turn upward. Some smile. Some weep. Some look confused, as though they expected power to arrive in a different way. You watch him as the crowd swells around him. He does not wave. He does not gesture for more praise. He looks at the city with a gaze that holds both love and sorrow. You aren't sure, but you think you see his eyes glance up at the hill overlooking the city, the hill called Golgotha. It strikes you then that he knows something the crowd does not, that this celebration is real, but incomplete. As the city gates draw closer, the noise grows louder. The stones echo with joy. Cloaks cover the dust. The air feels electric. And yet, beneath it all, there's a tenderness in him that does not match the triumph that people imagine. He rides not as a conqueror demanding loyalty, but as a servant offering himself. Some along the road begin to ask questions. Who is this? The answers vary. Some say a prophet, a teacher, a healer. But none of them quite enough. You hear his name spoken as the procession passes into the city. Jesus, Yeshua. It settles into you slowly. This Palm Sunday feels like a threshold between hope and misunderstanding, between praise and resistance. between what people want him to be and who he truly is. As the shouting continues behind you and the city opens its arms ahead, you remain for now an observer. But something in you has already begun to follow him.